Okay, I always love to do hagdamos of the Ramban to each of the Sfarim. As we know, Ramban is very systematic in trying to lay out a theme for every Sefer of Chumash, and it gives us an approach to understanding what unites everything that's in the Sefer, what is peripheral, what's main, what's the central theme of each of the Sfarim. So as he does in the previous Sfarim, he does it here as well, and there's a lot, of course, to be medayik in the language of the Ramban. So we'll start with that, and if we can, we'll try to do the first couple of Rambans in Dvarim itself that also relates to the entirety of the Sefer. Okay, so here's the Ramban's words. If you have a Ramban, it's good to see it inside. If not, I'll try to read it slowly. The Ramban says as follows, HaSefer Hazeh in Yano Yodua. This book of Dvarim, you know that there's a lot of skulos associated with Sefer Dvarim. I don't know if anyone has come across this over the last couple months with Corona, but here and there you stumble on things in the websites that you watch, the Jewish websites, so they tell you Sefer Dvarim is a skula for whatever, So whatever it is, but there's certainly a lot here in Sefer Dvarim that's very powerful. It's a Musa Sefer of some kind in the beginning, certainly, and there's a lot here, of course, Moshe Rabbeinu's words. So let's see the Ramban. HaSefer Hazeh in Yano Yodua. The basic idea of the Sefer is known. Shehu Mishneh Torah. That's one of the names that Chazal give to Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah means it's a review. In what sense is it a review? Yiva'er bo Moshe Rabbeinu l'dor ha-nichnas ba'aretz rov mitzvos ha-Torah ha-tzvichos li-Yisrael. So the first thing is to notice about Dvarim in terms of its essence. What is the essence of Dvarim? The central idea of Dvarim is Chazara of the mitzvos. It's Chazara for the sake of the Dor HaNichnas La'aretz. And it's mitzvos that are many of the mitzvos. Now, Rov could mean majority. It could also mean a lot. Like, Himshilucha B'Rov Chazionos. I'm not sure if you want to take the words Rov here to mean, if you do a number count, I don't know if it's mamish going to be Rov. It may not be, probably not. But it means harbe mitzvos, I would say. Tzvichos liYisrael. He mentions that because it's going to come up soon as far as why a mitzvahs were not mentioned earlier that are only mentioned now because they're more relevant for now that they're going into Eretz Yisrael. And he says, L'dor ha-nichnas ba'aretz. I don't know if this is a medirk or not. I was just wondering about this earlier today. Usually you say, Dor ha-nichnas la'aretz, right? When you nichnas to something. But you do find sometimes the expression nichnas ba, vayavar avram ba'aretz. But typically you'd say nichnas le, not nichnas bi. I'm not sure what to make of it. But I checked if there's any other gesos here. I didn't find anything else. So it's nichnas ba'aretz.
Doesn't bi have the implication of throughout, not just into, but through into and throughout the land?
So they're nichnas to in other words, to be kovesh and to take over different parts. Yeah, so, but why is that relevant for us now? What we really want to know is that they're entering Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. Okay. L'dor ha-nichnas ba'aretz, rov mitzvos ha-Torah tzvichos l'Yisrael. V'lo yaski bo davar b'toras kohanim. Now, what you won't find in terms of the chazara of the mitzvahs is mitzvahs...
Oh, wait, sorry, Eleazar, that just occurred to me. The reason is because not just throughout, but it means to stay there, meaning you could go into something and then go out of it, but to go into it as your place, ba is more...
That it's like, if you're Yerusha, it's your inheritance. It's not a temporary thing. It's not just casual. Okay. It's possible. It is possible. I mean, look, whatever the answer is, the fact that the Ramban shows that letter and that it has significance is itself something to be enamored by. Okay, so V'lo Yaskir, it just shows, I've read this Ramban how many times, and each time I see something new. I didn't notice that until today. V'lo Yaskir b'davar b'toras kohanim, lo b'maser karbanos, v'lo b'taras ha-kohanim u'v'maseyem. So what you won't find in Sefer Dvarim in the review of mitzvahs are mitzvahs from Vayikra, specifically mitzvahs that are connected to the kohanim. The Ramban identifies that as Maaser Karbanos, as we know, the Torah Sachatas, Torah Sa'asham, Shlamim, and neither do you find Taharas Kohanim. That means, for example, the Halachas of Tumas Meis that we know from Parshas Emor, and Uvim Maaseihem. Maaseihem, what does he mean exactly with that? maybe the Parshas HaMumin, for example, maybe that the Kohanim who are Bali Mumin cannot do Avoda, other things for the Kohanim that are relevant, I guess, restrictions for the Kohanim, they can't marry an Isha Grusha, so that could be also connected. All those halachas of the Kohanim are not reviewed here. Why not? Shekvar bir osam lahem. They've already been explained to them in earlier Svarim, Vayikra, and so why not repeat it? Va'kohanim zerizim hem. Famous idea. Kohanim zerizim hem. It's a Gemara in a couple of places. Kohanim zerizim hem. They already are on alert. They're conscientious. Lo yitztarchu l'ashara achar ashara. There's no need for a repeat. Why for Klal Yisrael? Yes, we'll soon see. For Klal Yisrael need to be mischazik. Sometimes there's details that were left out. Sometimes it's just the emphasis itself, as we'll see in a minute. Go on. Avo Yisrael yazir ha-mitzvahs ha-noagos behem pam achar pam. In other words, for Klal Yisrael, the mitzvahs can be repeated. Lahosir behem beyer, to add even more details. Upa'amim shelo yazkir osan rak lahazir Yisrael b'rov ha-saros. It's simply in order to give them, emphasis, to say it again and again and again. How many times does the Torah emphasize not to worship Avodah Zarah in Sefer Dvarim? You're going into the land, be careful. Often the Torah says, and if you do Avodah Zarah, this will happen, that will happen, you'll be banished from the land. So that's why Klal Yisrael need to have the chizuk. But the Kohanim don't need the Chizuk. The details have been given already, and there's no need for repeating it. Interesting. That's Ramban's idea. True to form, the Ramban, because of everything he says, in the beginning, he knows what he's going to say when he writes a later Perush, and he remembers what he wrote. There's a Pasuk in Pasha Shoftim. This is pointed out by the Tcheles Mordechai, one of the Nefarshim on the Ramban, from the Doe Lita. So in the Pasuk in Shoftim, it says, "Lo sizbach l'Hashem elokecha shor v'seh, asher yevo mum." Right. So the pasuk in the beginning of Shoftim, Yud Zayin, pasuk Aleph. So that sounds like it's relating to Karbanos, right? So Rashi quotes there on that pasuk that it's an ashara for being mefagel. When you have a machshava chutz lizmano, it disqualifies the karban. That's the notion of kol davar ra. So the Ramban, throughout Sefer Dvarim, he always is trying to identify the mitzvahs as far as whether they fall into one of two categories. One category is called a mitzvah mevu'eres. In other words, we're trying to elaborate on something we've already said, but we're furthering more details or emphasizing it. Or there are a couple of examples of mitzvahs mechudashos that are really not mentioned before at all. So over here he says, this is a mitzvah that's mevu'eres, because we already know not to shecht balei mumim, and now it says not to shecht an animal that you had a machsheves pigel. But then the Rabban says the hakarov. What I think here is as follows: ki hechzir ha'azhar azos bavur ha'yisraeli hamakriv shelo yifagel b'shchita. He says the azhara of pigel here is for a non-kohen who's allowed to do shchita. Avo kohanim zerizim umusharim heim. The dayam behasra achas. So it's mamish, like the Ramban says in Hagdama. Anything that has to do with the Kohanim doesn't need repetition, doesn't be a repetition. But it has to do with Klal Yisrael, because the Shechita could have a machsheves pigel. Ukachu hezir mum hamakrivim. That's why it doesn't mention about the mumin of the makrivim, because it's already been mentioned to the Kohanim. So again, this is what the Ramban is saying here. Kohanim zvizim heim, they don't need to have any mitzvahs repeated for them. But Klal Yisrael, there's a need, even if it has been said already, you can always say it again and again. Oh, that's one category, mitzvos that are being elaborated on either for details or for emphasis. But now we get to the other category of mitzvos, which are completely new. Says Ramban further, Ve'od Yosef et Sefer Hazeh, Ksas mitzvos shelo nizkeru klal. So we're going to find mitzvos in Sefer Dvarim that have no precedent in the earliest Svarim of Chumash. I want to mention something important here. In terms of the first category of a mitzvah that is elaborated on, it doesn't always mean that it's the same mitzvah. The Ramban sees connections between mitzvahs that we wouldn't otherwise recognize, and from Minyan HaMitzvah's perspective, they're separate mitzvahs. But the fact is that one is a derivative of the other. I'll give you a mashal. Shiluach HaKein was not mentioned in Sefer Shmos VaYikra BaMidbar. And it gets mentioned in Parshas Kisetze. So you would think it's totally new. It's a mitzvah mechudeshes. But the Ramban says, for example, that there's a connection between Shiluach HaKein and the mitzvah of Oso VeEsbino, which is in Parshas Emor, that you can't take the mother and the child and slaughter them the same day. And here too, if you take the mother and the baby without sending away the mother, it's like you're taking them in and you're making it extinct. There's a certain connection between the mitzvahs, even though from the mitzvah's perspective, in counting mitzvahs, they are definitely separated. But for the Ramban, mitzvah mevueres can even mean a new mitzvah from the count, but it's still mitzvah that is derived from something we've already seen. But then there are mitzvahs that are completely out of the blue. You might say they're not having any connection to anything that has been given already. And that's what he now mentions. The Od Yosef B'Sefer Azek, Sas mitzvahs shelo niskru klal, kigon ha-yibum, okay, that's in Parashas Kiseitze, mitzvahs yibum. What is that? As a mitzvah, it hasn't been mentioned. Now, there is a little bit of a hint to Yibum, as you know from the story in Vayeshev with Yehuda and Tamar. Okay, the Ramban talks about it over there. But as a mitzvah, it doesn't yet get any mention. But then Motzi Shemra, if a man is Motzi Shem and his wife, and he has to pay the knas of Meir Kesef and so on, and he gets Malkus. Also something different than we've never seen that before. Va'gerishin Be'isha. Gerishin is a new mitzvah. The Eidim Zomimin, which is also new. Vizulasan and other things as well. So now we have a new category of mitzvos mechudashos. Ukvar nemru lo kulan b'sinai o ba'olamoi b'shan b'shona kodem hamaraglin. The Ramban wants you to realize that these mitzvos were given to Moshe way back when, in the first year, before Chet HaMeraglin, when Hashem is giving mitzvos to Moshe from Olamoid or from Sinai, Moshe got these mitzvos. So the only thing that's new in Sefer Dvarim that Hashem has not told Moshe before is the Brias in Kisavo. The Al Kain lo nemar b'sefer zeh v'idah b'shem Moshe lemar tzavis b'nei Yisrael u'dah b'nei Yisrael v'marta le mitzvah plonis. So Ramban is wondering, why when you find a mitzvah that has not been mentioned before, such as Yibum, Edom Zomimin, Motzi Shem Agerishin, we won't find the word Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, tell Bnei Yisrael that Ki Yeshu Yachim Yachdav, or the other parsha, of Edom Zomimin. Why don't you find Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemor? And the answer is because they were given to Moshe already. So this is nothing new as far as Hashem transmitting to Moshe. Hashem gave it to Moshe way back when. However, what's new here is avalonichtevu hamitzvus b'sfarim rishonim sheidaber im yotzei mitzrayim. So here we have to know what the Ramban means. A whole tumul about how to read these words of the Ramban. He says lo nichtevu b'mitzvus b'sfarim rishonim. They're not written in the earlier books. Does Ramban mean that they were not said to Bnei Yisrael yet, or does he mean only that they were not recorded in the Torah, in the Sefer Torah? See, the Radvaz took the Ramban to mean that the Ramban is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu got the mitzvah way back in the first year, but Moshe Rabbeinu did not transmit the mitzvah until year 40, as he's going to tell us now the reason why he didn't give the mitzvah over till the door that's going to Eretz Yisrael. The Radvaz asked, but he held on to the nevuah for 40 years. Hashem told him, Dabar Bnei Yisrael Yibum. And Moshe Rabbeinu for 38 years didn't give over the mitzvah. That's a difficulty. But you could answer it. You could answer that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't give it over because Hashem didn't speak to him in a direct way after the Chet HaMeraglim until the year 40. And if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have the direct communication with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he would transmit it in a way that would be perhaps not the same Madrega, Shechina Medaberes Mitoch Grono, that we know when Moshe spoke, Hashem spoke through him. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Kaiso to get the mitzvahs on the highest level, Nevuah, so he waited till he got the Nevuah back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu after year 40. That could be an answer to the Radvaz. But the other possibility is that Ramban never meant what the Radvaz assumed he meant. The Ramban never meant that Klai Yisrael didn't hear the mitzvah of Yibum or Edom Zomin earlier on. Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over way back to the first generation. But he never wrote it in Sefer Torah. It was never part of the Sefer Torah until you got to the last stage of Moshe Rabbeinu's life, where now he's going to go to, he's not going to go to Israel, and that's when it got recorded in the Sefer Torah. And that's what the words would mean. Avalo nichtavu ha-mitzvahs b'sfarim ha-rishonim. The issue is not about Moshe transmitting it. Maybe he did transmit it, but it wasn't written. That could be another way to understand the Ramban. Lo nichtavu ha-mitzvahs b'sfarim ha-rishonim she'idabim yotzim mitzvahim. Why not? First of all, these mitzvahs could have been only applicable in Eretz Yisrael, even though it doesn't have to do with the land, it's really about the individual, but maybe it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. We find, for example, Nesachim is only a mitzvah that's noeg for Yechidim who bring karbanos. It's only noeg in Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk says in Shlach, when you go to Eretz Yisrael. So it could be that's why it's not written or given over, as the pshat might be, or mipnei she'enan tadiros, or maybe it's not so common that these things occurred. Yibum, gerishim, motzi shemra, edim zomim, they're not so common. Therefore, lo iskirim rak b'banim nochei ha'aretz. So it only gets mentioned. Again, the shaila is what Ramban means here. Does he mean lo iskirim in terms of Torah shebichsav? Or does he mean, as the Radvaz thought he meant, that they were not even mentioned to Klal Yisrael for all this time? But the Ramban wants you to know, for sure Hashem told it to Moshe Rabbeinu back in the first year. The Radvaz himself holds that Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu these mitzvahs until year 40. It doesn't say, Vayda B'Hashem Moshe Lemor, tell them about Yibam. Okay, it doesn't say it. But of course Hashem told Moshe to tell it over. But when did Hashem tell Moshe to tell it over? In year 40. So therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a lot to say about Yibum, about Edom Zomim, about Motzi Shema until year 40. The Ramban assumes that if it doesn't say Vayadav Hashem Moshe Lemor in Devarim, it must be Hashem must have told Moshe about it way back when. The shaila is that the Ramban mean that Hashem told Moshe, but Moshe didn't tell Klal Yisrael for the reasons he says over here. It wasn't knowing yet. It's not so common. Or does the Ramban only mean that it didn't get recorded in the Torah until now, but for sure Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over to the first generation? That's one part of the Ramban's Hakdama. Any questions so far before we go to the next part? Okay, so this is more the Ramban summarizing the two categories of mitzvahs that appear in Sefer Dvarim. Kohanim, their mitzvahs don't get repeated, but Klal Yisrael's mitzvahs are emphasized either for detail, to elaborate on details, or to reinforce them for chizuk. And the other category is mitzvahs mechudashos that have not yet been told over or have not been recorded yet, and those are mentioned here for the first time. Now, all of this does not take care of the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, because when do we really begin the Beur HaTorah and the going over of the mitzvahs? That doesn't begin until Parshas Veschanan next week. If you have in Parshas Veschanan the Aseres HaDibros, that's where it starts. And we actually find something interesting. Maybe it's Kedai to just show you now. There's a section of Az Yavdil Moshe in Shlishi, and then right after that is Revi, Perek Hei in Dvarim, Vayikra Moshe Ko Yisrael. So you have Ela Dvar Meshadib Moshe Ko Yisrael, beginning of the Sefer, and then you have no more mention of Moshe speaking until Perek Hei. So it's Ki'ilu, one long speech, right? Until you get to Shlishi in Veschanan, and then you have those couple of psukim, Moshe separates Ari Miklat, but then you have Vayikra Moshe and Perek Hei, again he calls everybody and tells them, Shema Yisrael Sachukim Yomisim Shpatim, and he begins to talk about Aseres HaDibros. So exactly what is happening until then? What is this earlier speech that you have throughout the parish of Dvarim and the beginning of Veschanan? What you have in a sense is Musar. Moshe Rabbeinu is going over, he's going over some of the details of how they were ready to enter Eretz Yisrael. They had their judges ready, they thought they were going to enter, and somehow things went awry. We sent spies, the spies came back, and they got everyone discouraged, and Hashem said they have to die out. All this is in a Parshas Dvarim. Then he goes on and talks about the division of the land for B'nei Gad, B'nei Ruvain, and he continues in Veschanan how he pleaded to go into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem said no. But basically, it's Musar. He's giving them Musar. So how does that fit within the larger theme of Sefer Dvarim, according to the Ramban? That Ramban has to accommodate for what he just said, that the Sefer fundamentally is a Sefer of Mishneh Torah. So what exactly is happening here in the beginning of the Sefer? So the Ramban explains that there's a preamble. And the preamble, the preface, before he's going to start talking about mitzvahs, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to do something else. He needs to give chizuk, needs to give musar. And he's going to tell us, the Ramban's going to tell us why Moshe felt the need to do it. So it's almost like, you know, before the Rebbe gives a shir, so, you know, here we have a Dr. Kukowski's expert in education, right? Before you give the shir, so we're going to give a musar shmuz, right? So in a mini shir, you'll have a mini musar shmuz. If it's going to be a long shir, so it'll be a longer musar shmuz, and then comes the shir. So we have to start with that. But that's not the main idea, the main theme of Devarim. It's what Moshe needs to do first. Says the Ramban, the terem sheyaschil bebeyur haTorah. It was before he's going to start what Devarim is really all about, and as we'll soon see if we have time, the words Ela haDevarim is going to affect how to read the taich of those words. You see, the first two words, Ela haTam shadiber Moshe, does that refer to what appears in Parshas Devarim and the Musar? For the Ramban, no. Ela Dvarim is the Torah's heading. The first sentence is a heading for the whole Sefer. And the whole Sefer is defined by the mitzvahs, by the Beir HaTorah. So what you have really is the Torah itself telling me what Dvarim is, in the words Ela Dvarim Shadiber Moshe, meaning the Beir HaTorah. But then the Torah tells you that there was something else he said before that. So the Ramban says, V'terem Shayaschil V'Beir HaTorah, he first begins with Musar. Now, here's the ideas. What are the main ideas that Ramban is extracting from the Musar of Moshe Rabbeinu? First, he says, he tells them how much they rebelled, their sins, and how, despite the failings of the people, Hashem continued to show mercy and not to obliterate them with Midas Hadin. And the reason, v'zeh lo'odiyah chasadav imahem. So point number one, because Moshe Rabbeinu wants to impart to Klal Yisrael the awareness of how Hashem has been nice to them. He has been kind to them. His chasadim, he took care of you in the midbar despite how you behaved. Point number one. Point number two, v'od, sheivakhu bedvarav, that they should be rebuked with his words, shlo yachzeru lekilkulam, that they should not regress and go back to the original sin, pen yisafu b'chochatasam, lest they be perish with all their sins. Now, it's interesting. So the second idea is, you might say, fire brimstone, right? The first idea is to be aware of Hashem's kindness. The second idea is, boom, 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 you know, we don't want you to be, you know, to make a mistake and then be destroyed, right? Pen Yisafu. Comes Ramban, and the third point, Ulechazik Liba. Now, this comes back to a positive, optimistic, uplifting message, and this message he elaborates on a little bit. Ulechazik Liban, to encourage them, Behodio Osam, by informing them, Ki bimidas rachamim yisnaheg imahim le'olam. That ultimately Hashem will conduct himself with Klal Yisrael according to Midas HaRachamim. Why is that message important? What's the chizuk? What's the chazik libam? Because it's very simple and very easy for somebody to make a mistake and basically give up. Shelo yomar adam, lest a person say, lo yucha l'resh eses ha'aretz. We're talking here about entering Eretz Yisrael, and as you said before, Dr. Krukowski, staying in Eretz Yisrael, hanichnas ba'aretz. So they'll say, look, we're not going to hold on to this. Ki ein adam asher lo yechta, these are psukim in Tanakh, not the pasuk in Koheles, actually, there's another pasuk in Malachim he's referring to, probably. Ki ein adam asher lo yechta, there's no person that doesn't sin. And what's going to happen when we sin? It's inevitable. And this person that will, God forbid, right, he's going to sin, there'll be midas hadin v'novad. And that will be it. It's all over. So nobody will be able to hold on to the Eretz Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu must inform them. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rachaman Malei Rachamim. Hashem is Rachamon Mali Rachamin. That's a very, very powerful expression. It's an expression that the Ramban uses at least one other time in his Sefer, and I think it's not a coincidence. I just want to show you before we go continue. The Ramban has such an expression in Parshas Kisisa after Chet HaEgel. When Klal Yisrael were very depressed, of course, after hearing that Hashem is, you know, not going to be with them in the same way, at least initially Hashem said that, and it says that they took off their quote-unquote jewelry, they recognize that they're not on the level that they deserve it, says Ramban in Paraglami Gimel Pasuk Hey, V'inei Hashem Rachamon Moli Rachamin, Lashon HaRamban. And this is the pasuk there. And more livnei yisrael atem kshei or atem am kshei oref, but livnei yisrael. There's a sense of rachamim, of love, and they did the right thing by mourning. He was talking about avelus. When a person feels a loss and feels tshuva, feels a sense of wanting to return to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem meets you maybe more than halfway. Hashem recognizes if you realize that you did something wrong and you want to come back, Hashem is there to extend His hand. The language of the Ramban, Hashem rachaman moli rachamin. When you fail, all is not lost. That's the message in both places. So a person is going to think, if I fail, it's all over. And that will be it. Midas Adin. L'chein hodiyem Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachaman moli rachamin. The same language of the Ramban in Kisisa. Ki aslicha, now here says I've been a very psychological idea. Ki aslicha v'amechila mimenu yizbarach. Siyua ve'ezer levnei adam ba'avodaso. What is he saying? That which Hashem affords a person, the ability to get forgiveness, that which Hashem has the ability to forgive and the midah of slicha mechila is itself an incentive for people in serving Hashem. It, without it, there'd be a deterrent. People would say, I won't bother serving Hashem. I'm not going to make it. I won't get what I want. I won't get to the finish line. There's no point. But if you know that there's slicha mechila, if you know that you're not going to be destroyed if you make one mistake, then you stay in the ballpark. You continue at it. You stay with it. This is a golden nugget of a pshat in the pasuk. Ki imcha haslicha l'man tivarei. So Ramban is teaching the pasuk. With you is forgiveness. You have the ability to forgive. You're knowing with slicha mechila because of that midah that you have to forgive. That is what enables people to fear you. Leman tivarei. That is the reason, the cause that there can be yiras Hashem in the world. Were there not to be a midas harachamim, a mechila slicha, there would be less people opting to try to be Yirei Hashem, because they'll say there's no point. But because Kimcha Aslicha Mantibari, and that's the last message the Rabban leaves us with in his Hagdama. That is to say, Moshe Rabbeinu wants Klal Yisrael to know, we're going to tell you about mitzvahs, but you know you're going to fail, and things you're going to do wrong, and you should know, even though there's a lot here that I'm expecting of you, and there are going to be mistakes, you should know it's not going to be that. If you make a mistake, all is lost. Hashem will work with you. And that's how the Ramban ends his introduction. And basically, according to this understanding, the way that Devarim has to look is that you look at the first parsha of Devarim and part of Veschanan as the preamble, as the Musa Shmuz, and it doesn't really start as far as, you know, the real mitzvahs and the real elaboration and the real thrust of the Sefer until you get to Aseres HaDibros. Now, just an interesting thought here. The Ramban mentioned 3 points in why Moshe Rabbeinu wants Klal Yisrael to have the Musar. Now, at first glance, they seem to be sort of working in opposite directions. Because he starts by saying, in a very tame way, he says, "Lodia chasada v'imahem," right? Which is basically saying, it's an upbeat idea. We want you to know, we want you to be aware that Hashem has been good to you. Right? So they're going to hear that they did all these sins, and they're also going to hear that Hashem was still okay with them. Hashem was good to them despite that. And that's an upbeat message. Then you read the next part of the Ramban, Va'od, and there he sounds like it's basically saying, and you should know, because if you're not gonna, if you make a mistake, that's it. You're out. Pen Yisafu. That sounds like it's a yira. Total. But then the Ramban takes that back almost, and he says, "Uchazik libam, which is to say that there's midas harachamim, and if you make, and don't think that if you make a mistake, then you one strike and you're out. But Hashem will be work with you. But then he said, a minute before, he says they shouldn't make a mistake. Pen yisafu b'chochatosim. So like, I understand. What is the reality? Is the reality such that one strike and you're out, or is that just a mirage in order for a person to think that that might be the case, and then they'll keep them in check? But the emes is what he says right afterwards. But it's a bit odd. I once suggested a pshat. I think the first idea stands for itself. It's just a way of saying, listen, Hashem has been good to you. That doesn't contradict necessarily what it says afterwards. It's just a way of knowing that Hashem has been good to you, to be aware and appreciate what Hashem has done. But to me, the biggest problem is what to do with the next line and the line that follows that. Okay, so...
Rabbi Adler, there's a concept called the sandwich effect.
Okay.
If you want to give tochecha to a person, you start him saying, well, you know, you're unbelievable. That shir was unbelievable. Then you sneak in the comment of, you know, like, not stirat lechi, but just saying, hey, here's something to think about, a negative. But you end off on a positive note again. So the tochecha in the middle is sandwiched in between the positives.
There's an expression. That's called the sandwich...
Effect.
Okay. Okay, Dr. Krakowski, you echo that. Yeah, that's it's good, right? As a teacher, right? You have to couch the criticism and, right? You have to...
The problem is that as a teacher, you're not always... It's not always about tochacha. Sometimes it's just about the ideas. Meaning as a teacher, it's always a teacher... preference is that you avoid the whole issue because you just talk about the ideas. If you engage with somebody else's ideas, then it's neither positive or negative.
Right.
You understand, work through the ideas and on substance.
Right.
It's not about the person at all. It's not the same.
It's not personal. Yeah. Look.
It doesn't have to be evaluative in tone.
Okay, look, I think what you're saying is good, it has merit. I thought the pshat is, in light, there's a Ramban at the end of Kisavo. I don't have time to read it all inside, but I'll give you the gist of it. It's right after the Ramban's Arichus on the Tochacha in Kisavo. He does an interesting survey of a number of different places in Sefer Dvarim that the Torah talks about Avodah Zarah, or some form of heresy, that Klal Yisrael are going to forget about Hashem, and what will happen as a result of that, and the consequences. So you have, for example, in Parshas Veschanan that we're going to read on Tisha B'Av on Thursday, Kriyas HaTorah, that it says that if you're going to be in the land, v'noshantem ba'aretz, and then you're going to worship Avodah Zarah, Hashem says that, you know, bad things will occur and you'll be chased out of the land. And you have other places in Akev and also in Beschanan that also talk about forgetting Hashem in different ways. It describes what's going to happen. And there the language is also Hashem will destroy you. And the Ramban goes through a few different places in Devarim. Maybe not all of the places. He doesn't mention Kriyashma, which is another place, but he mentions a few different places. And he tries to understand the difference between the times where Hashem says there's going to be consequences for doing the wrong thing. So, again, I don't have time to read you exactly the specifics, but there's one idea that comes out of that Ramban, which is fascinating to me, where he distinguishes between the time from entering Eretz Yisrael until they actually do the wrong thing. So, Lemaisa, we know that Klal Yisrael ended up, we know that the first place of Mikdash was destroyed for one of the main sins was Avodah Zarah. But that wasn't exactly right after they entered the land. I mean, that was the base of Mikdash. The Beis HaMikdash was built 440 years after entering the land. Now, there was Avodah Zarah also in the time of the Shoftim, but what's that?
I was just saying that they started worshipping Avodah Zarah pretty much...
Okay, well, here's the thing. There was 14 years of conquest and division, and Yehoshua, however long he was leading, so Chazal tell us that, the Pasuk actually says it, that they served Hashem Kol Yimei Yehoshua. And that's a Rashi at the end of Vayelech, because Moshe Rabbeinu predicts that there's going to be a point that they're going to worship Avodah Zarah and stray away from Hashem after entering the land. He says at the end of Vayelech, Ki Adati, Acharei Mosi Ki Hashchis Tashchisun, V'sartem in Haderech. So it sounds like Acharei Mosi is after Moshe dies. But the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Hoshua lo hishchisu. That's Rashi's question from Chazal. Like the Pasuk says, Vayavdu Ames Hashem Kol Yimei Hoshua. So Rashi brings an answer, Mikan she talmido shel Adam chaviv alav kigufo, so long as Yeshua was alive, it's as if Moshe was alive. So it's after, what? That's a Rashi, the last Rashi in Parashas Vayelech. Yeah, he's an extension of Moshe, he was a Talmud of Moshe, so he was an extension of Moshe. So therefore, it was after Moshe died, so to speak, after Yeshua died, that's when it happened. Yeah, that's the Chazal. But the Pasuk is clear that they did not worship Avodah Zarah immediately. The Ramban says in Parashas Kisavo that there are a few times when the Torah says that if you worship Avodah Zarah, you're going to be totally obliterated. V'ishmidcha me'al p'nei ha'adamah. And the Ramban says two of those references are literally to be taken as total obliteration. That's it. There's no second chance. But those things never came to be. Baruch Hashem, they didn't. Because those instances are situations where they would have worshipped Avodah Zarah soon after entering the land. Not after a while that they're in the land, but immediately. And if that would have happened, then they would have been totally destroyed. The other section, for example, that we read on Tisha B'Av, it says, V'noshantem ba'aretz. You can be in the land for a while, for an extended time, then v'hishchatem, so then there'll be a galus. But it's not going to be a total obliteration of Avotei V'Eden. It won't be totally destroyed. So if that's true, then maybe the Ramban here can be understood and reconciled. Because in a chinami, there was a threat that was looming over them, that really within that window of time, it really would have meant one strike and you're out. Had they, in fact, worshipped Avodah Zarah, turned to Avodah Zarah within that window of time soon after entering the land, then all bets would have been off. There wouldn't have been an opportunity for Midas HaRachamim. Midas HaDin would have come in and totally destroyed them. And that's the meaning of Od, Sheivarchu B'dvarav, Shelo Yatzimu Kilkulam, Pen Yisof B'chochatosam. In other words, if there would have been Avodah Zarah that would have been worshipped, let's say, Bimei Yehoshua, then Chas V'Shalom, that would have been the end of Klal Yisrael. But the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu chastised them the way he did and warned them, so that's what kept them in check, at least for that duration of time, that they didn't, in fact, regress. And in the Chanami, it was only a threat, but it didn't end up happening. But then the Ramban continues and says, and there's something more. Because a person could say, okay, I can only hold out so much. Let's say you tell a child you're on probation, or a student you're on probation. So you tell them you can't interrupt in class for the next, whatever, 20 minutes. So they maybe they can hold out for 20 minutes. You tell them for the next month you can't misbehave. It's too much. Forget it. I can't hold out that much. So the point is, what's going to be at some point in time, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. Ein adam shel yechta at whatever point down the road it's going to happen, and what's going to be then, it'll be a Midas HaDin. So that's the Ramban's message. No. When we're talking about long term, understand, yes, it may happen, you may sin, but there'll be a Midas HaRachamim that will work with you. And that may be what he says, that Hashem says, La'olam doesn't just mean that, you know, forever, meaning there's always Midas HaRachamim available. It means La'olam, when we're talking about the perspective of, you know, of eternity, from the perspective of the long term, down the road, so that's where Midas HaRachamim is operating. It was only a certain amount of limited time where Midas HaRachamim wouldn't have been able to save them. And that's what the original sentence was right before this. So this is maybe a little bit of a shtickle Torah, but maybe it's correct. It might even be right, given the other Ramban. The Ramban is trying to say that really both things are true. Okay, so that's basically the message of Sefer Devarim. But again, if you have a chance over Shabbos, I would tell you to look at the first Ramban that follows on Pasuk Aleph, and how he tries to work out the psukim, the first couple of psukim in the parsha. He shows you how the Torah is telling you about the book of Devarim in terms of its two themes, the mitzvahs of that are mevuaros, that are elaborated on, and the mitzvahs that are mechudashos. And then, basically, there's a word missing. And that is beginning of Pasuk Vav, which is the Musar Shmuz, so you have to insert another word, which is Moshe began, before he began to do everything that we just described, which is going to start by Aseres HaDibros, Moshe began with Musar. And therefore, Pasuk Vav is missing another word that would be introducing the Musar, which the Torah never said yet that he did, because everything until now was referring to what's happening later on when the Shir actually begins in Perek Hay, which is Aseres HaDibros. Okay, so everyone should have a good Shabbos, and Mirz Hashem, we should have a Bizochet to maybe Binyan Beis HaMikdash. We shouldn't have to pass Tisha B'Av, and if we do, we'll have Shabbos Nachamu. Hopefully, I won't be home, but hopefully I can give this shiur from wherever I'll be. We're going away, Mirz Hashem, for Shabbos Nachamu, so hopefully we can still have this shiur next week as well. Okay, Shkach, everybody, for coming. Okay. I see old Talmidim, Doron, wow. Okay, Shabbos. Mayor, nice to see you. Okay. Kol Tov, good Shabbos.
Shabbat Shalom.